now.
Jiminy Biscuits, we're back again. Welcome in. Oh, almost went into a freestyle there.
What?
Welcome to episode 11.
Yes.
1-1. Mm-hmm. It's the number after 10.
Good job.
Yep. Still in the double digits.
Yeah.
Well, we have a podcast. It's called Cirque du Psyche. That's us.
Yep.
Welcome.
Hi.
Hello. My gosh. I am Tanner, the Cosmic Potato Farmer, also the host. And across from me is my producer-a slash co-host. What do you like being called? Producer or co-host?
I don't know.
Think producer is too fancy?
No. I don't know. I haven't thought about it.
Co-host, producer?
Co-host.
Whatever.
Yeah.
The other person that's on here with me.
Yes.
Is Monica, the indubitable space fox.
Yes.
What's up?
Hi. Oh, man.
What's your problem?
I'm tired already.
Yeah.
Not already, but...
Already?
We got some stuff done today.
Yep.
Felt productive.
Bit up by bugs.
Yeah.
Whilst getting things done.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What'd you do?
What did I do?
What'd you do today?
I got to sit in the AC in a tractor for a good bit of the stuff we were doing.
Yeah.
That was nice.
Yeah.
No bugs.
Yeah.
Bugs weren't too bad. The breeze picked up.
Yeah, thankfully.
Yep. Yep. Had some sad news on the farm.
Mm.
Had to put a goat down today.
Yeah. Karen. I'm sorry, Karen.
She was the embodiment of a Karen, though.
But yeah.
She was actually the first one to kid this year.
Yeah.
But then lost her baby. Like, literally.
Mm-hmm.
Something carried it off. I think it was an eagle.
Yeah.
Because there was, like, no trace. Like, something literally picked it up and... Yoink, gone mm-hmm. with it. And then she never recovered from that.
No, she was very sick and
sickly, stopped eating.
Looked just really bad.
Nothing to her. So yeah. We tried everything.
Yeah.
And then unfortunately that's sometimes the way of the farm.
Yep.
Put her down. She won't suffer no more.
Yeah.
Yeah. She would just stand literally in one spot and just like shake.
Yeah. Barely stand.
Yeah. Poor thing.
Yeah. But, so, there's that.
That's what I did today.
Yeah.
Part of it. Yeah.
We did some shoveling and...
Shoveling and moving of dirt
we
and
filled,
stuff.
We filled 5 raised beds most of the way.
Yep.
Got those... Getting those going. Trying to get the garden ready for
mm-hmm.
springtime.
Sprinkle.
All the growing angle. Of things. So...
I can't wait for the grass to start growing.
I know.
I'm excited for greenery.
I am too.
So are my cows.
I'm not ready for the yellow stuff though.
Pollen? Yeah.
Yeah. It gets so thick down here.
Yeah. It's literally like yellow rain.
Mm-hmm.
Fog.
Yep.
See it blowing, especially when the pine pollen starts to fall.
Yeah, that's what me and Lanessa were talking about today.
See it like when the wind blows, it's mm-hmm. literally like a sheet of yellow.
Yeah.
What?
Yep.
My sinuses are twitchy just thinking about it.
Ew. Gosh.
You know, it's never bothered me until I got out of the Army.
Mm-hmm.
I used to covered in pollen. Never bothered me.
Yeah.
Until I joined the Army, went away, got all inoculated with who knows what.
Mm-hmm.
Came back and now I have allergies.
Yeah.
Yeah. How's that work?
Mm-hmm.
Hmm. Speculate. Mm-hmm. Speculation.
Yep. So, we didn't get to finish filling those raised beds. And the ones that we did get done are just plain, not plain, but just bare soil right now. So, gotta get something to cover that up, right?
Yep, some mulch.
Some mulch.
Mulchy McMulcherson, which apparently is hard to get.
Yeah, at least for us.
Yeah.
So, going into the garden tip of the day.
Oh, garden tip. You need a garden tip noise. Oh, that's the small business noise.
No, yeah. I did it wrong.
You earned it.
Did I really?
You need, a, You need to put a little bit of time in off air and get this together. Oh. Yeah, exactly. Anyway,
so What's your garden tip? Since I ruined it.
Ruined it.
My garden tip is Mother Nature does not like to be naked.
She don't like to be naked. She likes modest. To be
covered up. Modest. Right? So either cover up bare soil with mulch, a cover crop.
Cover crops are awesome.
Yeah. So clover is good for that. Mm-hmm. Radish.
That was fancy.
Because you were messing me up because you were talking and I was like trying to say what you were saying, I guess. Oh. I don't know what I'm saying. Yeah. So that's my garden tip is cover it. Cover whatever it might be. It could be your lawn or a garden bed, whatever it is, cover it with something that you want that's useful because it will be covered in weeds within a week or two.
Yeah, do a very good job of, nature does a good job of covering herself.
Yeah.
And that's what weeds are for.
Yeah.
Weeds are not bad.
So if you don't want weeds in your garden
put something there you want to look at.
Yeah. So,
but the reason you brought this up is because you're trying to say, whenever you do things like this, make sure you have all your materials to finish the job.
Yeah, there you go.
Because we got five beds done, and it was a good little learning tip too, because we got to show Doug from the first bed that had been sitting in the sun up until the one we just poured, and the first bed was already like dried, cracking, and that's exactly what happens when these big monoculture farms till their dirt and leave it sitting for a week or two. The sun bakes it, kills the microbiome, on top of mixing those aerobic and anaerobic layers.
Mm-hmm.
It further murders the microbiome.
Yeah.
And so even if you're going to plant a big, say you got 10 acres you want to plant in wheat or millet to grow your own oats or something. And, it's okay to till like for the first year or something, to break that compact soil up, Tilling will cause compaction, but the first year it's okay to break it to get in there.
Yeah.
Plant a cover crop. Let the cover crop do its job and then plant right into that cover crop.
Yeah.
You don't have to destroy everything to plant.
Yeah.
But make sure you have everything because we're lacking mulch.
Mm-hmm.
Well, and
and soil.
And, the good planting soil.
Yeah.
So, but yeah, make sure you have everything to finish because we would like to have done all that because we put a layer of mulch down in the bed, the bottom, a couple inches. And we
cardboard.
Cardboard.
Cardboard first.
Good cardboard without the tape.
Yeah.
Clean it first. Cardboard does like to be naked.
Yeah, make sure your cardboard's naked.
Yeah, make sure.
Of the tape because the tape will not break down. No. The cardboard will.
Cardboard, yeah. But, and then we put some rabbit bedding and from the brooder, had some poop in there.
Chicken bedding.
Put that on top of that, a little sprinklage. Mm-hmm. Then we put the topsoil down.
Mm-hmm.
And then that's where we ran out of potting soil.
Yeah.
A little layer on the top. And so we can't put the mulch down until we put that down.
Yeah.
So ideally, we would have liked to finish the whole process from start to finish.
Mm-hmm.
So plan ahead.
Mm-hmm.
Don't let your soil be naked.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yep.
Dead air. Oh, crickets.
I don't like those crickets. They're too slow. They don't sound natural.
It's on an electronic soundboard. Of course, it's not natural. Better. Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway.
So what else did we do this past weekend? We had an exciting weekend.
Oh, yeah.
Saturday, we went and butchered some pigs.
Yes, we did.
We put the community to work.
Yeah.
And went and butchered pigs.
Yep.
Our friends, Josh and Whitney. Hey, Whitney.
Hey.
Whitney listens, don't she?
Sometimes.
Well,
I think
when you hear this, Whitney. Hey. but yeah, so friends of ours down in Gayton, Georgia, they got pigs from us about a year ago.
A little over.
Two guinea hogs raised right there in the backyard.
Mm-hmm.
And they live in like a rural suburb, I guess you could say.
Mm-hmm.
It's, kind of like a neighborhood suburb, but it's not also.
Yeah.
It's weird, but they're kind of. Anyway, they have chickens and the pigs back there. They raise the pigs up. They have a little rotational thing with the pigs, even in the backyard.
Yeah.
and grew them up, got them all nice and juicy, fat. Yum, yum, yum.
Yeah.
And we went and butchered them.
Yep.
Went down there, me and you, Lanessa.
Yeah.
And Lanessa's neighbor, who we've become friends with, John.
Yep.
And his crew came down there and got it done.
Yeah.
Dunsky's had chili for lunch.
Mm-hmm.
Then we had to go do the second pig, which was a bad idea. Dragging a pig on a full belly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was a day. That was a long day.
We got a lot done, though.
Yeah.
So it was two pigs. So we butchered them, got them broke down into halves, got them on ice, cooled them down. And we took one half at a time into the house. Josh had a stainless table set up in the kitchen.
Mm-hmm.
And then we broke it down into primals. Everything separated into primals. We got the fat separated. Man, I'm going to tell you right now. And I grew up butchering pigs.
Yeah.
I have never in my life seeing pigs with this much fat inside them. I was expecting, because they're lard pigs.
Yeah.
They're guinea hogs. They grow, you grow them for their fat.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the meat's smaller, but it's more flavorful. The cuts are smaller, but you grow them for their leaf lard and their back fat so you can make cooking oil, and, you know, leaf lard's good for baking,
mm-hmm.
right? So, but man, these things had so much fat. I almost was like, we need to grind this whole pig because I don't even know where to cut. We had to, like, trim the fat off to get to the meat. I've never seen pigs so fat.
Yeah.
Yeah, but once we got through the first one, we had a system
mm-hmm.
that we systemated systematically.
Oh, my gosh.
Got yeah. Yeah. Got all the big cuts done.
Yeah. It turned out to be a lot.
And the pork chops.
Yeah. The pork chops look so good.
So lard pigs you can't really get bacon off of them.
Mm-hmm.
There's no meat there. It's not enough meat, even when they're fat. And but a lot of good fat mm-hmm. for cooking and stuff. You know, separate that and whatever we could, we ground up off the belly.
Yeah,
a little tiny belly.
Mm-hmm.
Trim the fat off, cut that up. But and then when I separated the loin, left the tenderloin in there because you got little baby tenderloins. We separated one just so they could see how it's done.
Yeah.
It was a little baby thing. It's good for like a little date night meal or something. But then we left the loin in there, and then we decided to do bone-in pork chops, which I prefer. I think the bone-in pork chops are more flavorful. Mm-hmm. Anything with a bone in it tastes better. So I'm looking at the loin. It's like the last thing I did, and I'm like, bro, this pork, like the medallions make up the most of the pork chop, were so tiny.
Yeah.
And I was like, I wonder if we shouldn't just, you know, try to tunnel this out and grind it up. But I was like, no, let's go ahead. So I made the cuts and we chopped them up, and man, they turned out to be fantastic.
Yeah.
Pork chops.
Mm-hmm.
I was impressed.
I wonder if they cooked any of it yet.
I don't know, but we need some updates.
Yeah.
On those. Cause they were awesome.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But yeah,
pork chops.
That was fun.
Mm-hmm.
I like butchering animals. I think it's fun.
Yeah.
Cutting up, the piecing out of animals.
Mm-hmm.
The killing part's not always, you know, it's never fun.
Yeah.
But it's necessary.
Yep.
The pig won't enjoy it if you try to butcher him while he's alive.
Yeah.
That part's never fun. But once you figure out why, you know, you understand why you're doing it, it's a necessary part of butchering. And when you get past that and understand, it's satisfying. You raise your own meat, you know exactly what went into that animal.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and you can control. I mean, we didn't use the head or the trotters. So there are some things we didn't use. They did save, what was it, the kidneys, the livers, and something else. And they're going to make dog food out of it.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then Lanessa was able, I don't know if she did all the pigs because it was kind of hard, was the lace lard.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever. Leaf lard? No, the lace.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
It looks like lace.
Yeah.
And you can use that to wrap around like the copa or
roast,
you know, and it's yum, yum, yum. But, but yeah, man, so, but you know, you've crossed a line into understanding and doing this for the right reasons when you're butchering an animal and you get hungry.
Yeah.
Because when I first started butchering chickens, like just chicken after chicken after chicken, just butchering and butchering. And I did most of it by myself at first.
Mm-hmm.
Like one day I did all the butchering by myself. Butchered, you know, I think you packaged later on or something like that. But man, it was a long, tough day and butchering chicken after chicken after chicken. And he's like, dude, I don't want to eat chicken for a month.
Yeah.
And now whenever butchering chicken is like, I'm about to go get me some chicken wings tonight. You know, it clicks. You understand. You're doing it for the right reasons.
Yep.
Animal lived a good life. It was a good, quick, painless death. And now he's in the freezer. He's going to feed me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yep. It's a good feeling.
Yeah. So get into it.
Yeah.
Find someone who knows what they're doing and learn.
Yep.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Learning McLearnerson.
Yup.
That's what Josh and Whitney did. They'd never done that before.
No.
So we had a, it was also like a little teaching experience also.
Yeah. It was good.
It was good. I enjoyed it. It's fun.
Good day.
You know, if you need somebody to sharpen knives, Douglas, my farmhand.
Yeah.
Knows how to sharpen a knife.
Yeah.
Like, usually when you're butchering, even chickens.
Mm-hmm.
I go through two boning knives, usually, and I'm constantly honing them.
Yeah.
And I use one 6-inch boning knife and one 10-inch butcher knife, and they never dulled until, like, the very last little bit.
Mm-hmm.
The dude could sharpen a knife. I didn't even get to use my Ben Haller knife.
I can't believe you didn't do that.
Yeah, well, I didn't need to. Yeah. I was there for like a backup, and that thing is so insanely sharp.
Yeah.
I didn't even get to use it, but
mm-hmm.
yeah, but next time.
Yep.
This winter when we butcher our pig at our house.
Yeah.
I want to use it then.
Yeah.
I'll make a point to my pig, my knife, I want to break it in.
Are you going to try to have a cooling air fridge trailer
like
things?
Like a cool bot trailer?
Yeah.
I would love to.
That'd be very useful.
Yeah, and I would like to get maybe a couple people over to learn how to do it.
Yeah.
The more people we get on board, the better.
Yep.
Learn how to do it and then go learn somebody else how to do it.
Learn somebody.
Yeah, and that's how we build this communitar up.
Yep.
Communitar.
Yer.
Yeah. What's your favorite part of the pig?
Favorite part of a pig?
Bacon. I just told you today what mine is.
Butts. Didn't you say a butt?
Well, I like pulled pork.
Yeah.
Like I get tired of eating bacon. Oh my gosh, did he just say that? Yeah, I get tired of eating bacon. I get tired of sausage. I just get tired of pork.
Yeah.
I mean, we eat so much of it, but it also starts to hurt my stomach.
Mm-hmm.
I've noticed. It's weird. I don't know why. But then something I never get tired of is pulled pork.
Yeah.
Pulled pork sandwiches, pulled pork with some hash poured over it. You know, some vinegar based. Yeah, yeah. I'm getting hungry now. But yeah, that's my favorite. Pulled pork.
I like doing like shoulder roasts.
Yeah.
In the crock pot, nice and slow.
Oh, we did that for the first time last year.
Yeah.
When our friend showed us that or told us about that.
Mm-hmm.
Oh my gosh, that was good too.
That was like just so juicy and tender.
But you can also do the pulled pork with that because it falls apart so easy. Yeah. But man, yeah, it was so tender.
Yeah.
Because the bad thing about pulled pork is when you go to heat it up the next day, it's kind of hard and tough, mm-hmm. dries out. That's not cool. But man, that crock pot pulled pork was fantabulous.
Yeah. I wonder if we have any more roasts because I don't want to do it.
I don't know. We're getting low, man.
We are.
Yes. We're fixing
it. It's getting sad.
Fixing to fill the freezers back up here soon, though.
Yeah. Yup.
Because we butcher, I have to send animals off farm. To get butchered, so we get our pigs butchered in the summertime, late spring.
Yeah.
So they're going next month,
beginning of spring.
Yeah.
At least.
So March 7th. That's right around the crust.
Next week.
Holy shnikes!
Yeah.
So yeah. So.
How many are you taking at a time?
Four. Taking 8 total.
Yeah.
Four at a time. But he told me to call him. He's like, I might get you to bring all 8. I'm like, no, you're not. You say that every time. But anyway. But then we're taking the other 4 to next week.
Yeah.
But, yeah. Yep. Yeah. So, but usually winter time is butcher time.
Yeah.
I ever saw something recently. Was it like winter time? It's not holiday season. It's butcher season.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And that's true. But the nature of where we live, because deer season is all encompassing.
Yeah.
From August 15th to January 2nd, that's all the butchers will do is deer.
Mm-hmm.
That's it. So you have from January, about mid-late January, because they got to switch gears.
Yeah.
Can't just go from the 3rd, because they still got people who need to come pick deer up.
Yeah.
And Yeah, so from just call say February 1 to like August 1.
Mm-hmm.
That's your window mm-hmm. for cattle, pigs, whatever you want to take in. And we're taking two cows in May.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. So we're going to have the meats again.
Yeah.
It's all about the meat sweats. And this winter, we're going to start finally culling some of our sheep and goats.
Yeah.
Get some of those in the freezer. And then we got some chicken butcherings, spring and fall chicken butcherings.
Yep.
Oh, yeah. And then we got to cull some gators this year.
Oh, got some darn. Gator meats.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. It's going to be a good summer.
Yep.
Yum, yum, yum. Delicious summer. The summer of meat. what was Billy saying? I'd butcher an entire ecosystem.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. And then we dove hunt quails, all the stuff.
Yep.
It's all about the meats.
Yep. Oh, me and Lanessa went to the beef supply place yesterday.
What time is it right now?
It's night.
Okay.
I'm just doing farm news first, man.
That would have been a good tie-in. I'm just saying.
And I'm trying to tie it in. You let me do my thing.
I guess. I'll see where this goes.
Yeah, so we went out to our, I can't really call it a local beef supply.
It's local enough because they're that amazing.
Yeah.
It's an hour drive.
No.
A little over an hour.
It's an hour and a half from our house. It's 2 hours.
So worth it.
2 hours from the farm.
Yeah, it's 92 miles from the farm and 60 miles from our house.
Yeah, it's a drive.
It is very worth the drive.
It is. So we loaded up my little Subaru back in my car, put the seats down and everything, and we were loaded down.
Yep.
With all the bee supplies.
Getting ready for the bees.
Yeah, so.
Because all of our bees got murdered.
Yeah. So going into.
What is that? Small business promotion time?
Yes. So.
Johnson's Bees and Supplies, because I'm looking at their business card right now.
Yeah.
Johnson's Bees and Supplies.
Yeah, and they are in Williston, South Carolina.
We found this place by accident.
Yeah.
Because there's a guy a lot closer to us. He's been keeping bees for a long time. I'm not going to say who he is.
Yeah.
But I don't like doing business with him. Let's just leave it at that.
Mm-hmm.
Knows what he's doing. I just don't like doing business with him. So I'm looking around, it's got to be somewhere else. And beekeeping and bee supplies is not a big thing in this area.
No.
And so I found this, Johnson's Bee Supplies in Williston. Well, yeah, take a drive out there.
Yeah.
It's a nice little drive, too.
Yeah.
In the middle of nowhere.
Quiet.
We drive up, and it's literally into like this back. Did we talk about this before? I feel like we have.
I don't know.
Anyway, I'm going to tell it again because they're awesome. They deserve it. So you drive up, and it's literally on their farm, and you drive through, wind through their farm, and you drive up, and you start seeing beehives everywhere.
Yeah.
You drive up to basically their backyard.
Yeah.
And there's a big metal building, and sometimes it has a sign saying, hey, call this number. We might be in the house.
Mm-hmm.
And so you call the number if the door's locked, and they come out and meet you, and you go inside, and it's just everything. Mm-hmm. I've never gone there and not gotten what I need and then some.
Yeah.
Yeah. So we had to get... We got 8 more boxes, a couple polyhives, some wax,
yeah,
things like that. But and we're getting 8 more bee packages from them
mm-hmm.
in April.
Yeah,
April. But our bees, everybody. So him, the owner, Alan,
mm-hmm.
was telling you yesterday that he lost a lot of bees.
Yeah,
a lot of commercial bee owners that he knows lost a lot of bees, and we lost all but one hive.
Mm-hmm.
And I wonder why.
Yeah.
I wonder, could it be the pesticides, any adulticides? Yeah, that's a real thing. Look it up.
Yeah.
Being sprayed on top of us
mm-hmm.
in the form of GMO clouds, mm-hmm. maybe? Because we've never had this bad of luck with bees. Never.
Yeah.
And it's just like, it's terrible.
Yeah. Yep.
So basically we're starting all over again.
Yeah, we are. We're having to. Get rid of all of those boxes.
Yeah, they're full of wax moss.
Yeah, you can't even use them.
Yeah, it's gross.
I am going to plant in them.
Yeah. Plant your boxes.
Yeah.
Can't keep bees in them again, but you can put some plants in them.
Yeah.
I guess. Tee-hee. That's crap. Yeah, but anyway, Johnson's Bees and Supplies. If you're looking to get into bees, already have bees, and you're looking for a supplier, you want to go put your mitts on things, because that's what I like to do. I like to look at stuff.
Yeah. Hey, you should have seen all of the polyhives that he had
put
together.
Those things are awesome.
So
you're
he,
awesome.
He, that's what he was working on that day or yesterday. He was putting all of them together. He was painting them all. He said, because when people come in to pick up their B packages or nukes, that they want to go like ready to go B boxes.
Oh, yeah.
So he says those are, have been selling really
good.
Well.
Good.
And he was just getting ready for people to come buy them because they'll come in without, you know, buying bees without having boxes.
What?
I know. That's where like me and Lanessa were like, what?
Where are you going
to
put them?
That's what I'm saying. Like he has those poly hives ready to go.
Jeez.
And people buy their bees and buy those poly hives.
Keep them in a package for a few weeks. That ain't good.
I don't know.
What was their plan?
I don't know. He says a lot of people do it that way. So
that's weird.
Yeah.
But yeah. Well, forward thinker.
Mm-hmm.
Those poly hives are awesome. I love them, but we can't use them.
Hive IQ. I keep calling them poly hives.
Yeah, Hive IQ.
Yeah. They're
amazing.
When I said that to him, he was like, the what? I'm like, the poly hive.
Yeah.
Yeah, there you go. They're made by
Australian guy from Australia.
Yep.
Right?
Yeah.
Is that where? Yeah.
Yeah.
That's where Australians are from. Now, he developed it over like 20 years or something.
Yeah.
And they're made out of polystyrene, but they don't off gas.
Yeah.
They're completely safe. And they're way better. I'm trying to get away from Langstroth. I'm moving to horizontal hives.
Mm-hmm.
And we tried a couple of poly hives, and they've been amazing.
Yeah.
I really like them.
Yep.
They thermoregulate very well. And the Langstroths, I think, were just a psyop from the 1850s when Dr. Langstroth came up with this amazing idea.
Yeah.
They suck.
Mm-hmm.
They really do. I'm not a big fan of them.
Yeah.
So I'm getting away from them. But the horizontal hives are pretty labor intensive to set up. And I kind of ran out of time. So I'm going to use the two I get.
Yeah.
And then put in a few more Langstroths and split them and transform them eventually into horizontal hives.
Yeah.
We'll see.
Mm-hmm.
Bees are fun.
Yep.
Now we got Douglas the animal. Cover my butt, and I have time to actually do things like hive inspections.
Yeah.
It's going to be good.
Yep.
It's going to be good to get out there and work with the girls.
Yeah.
Get them to know me so they don't beat me up when I go in there.
Mm-hmm.
That one hive out there, I'm going to have to go in like full astronaut suit to check on them because they're going to be so mad.
Yeah.
I need to take your insurance reducer out, but they're the ones they're the ones that attacked me when I put it in there.
Yeah.
I mean, all three of us. You were out there too with the mayor.
Yeah.
We got all stung up.
Yeah. They chased us down the road.
Yeah. They chased us for a ways.
Yeah. That was crazy.
For honeybees. That was a long ways. Like, are they Africanized? They're not.
No. No.
I want to try to requeen that hive.
Yeah.
Give them a little better attitude.
Mm.
And plus, that was an original hive. That's going on 3 years. That was an OG hive.
Yeah.
That's the only original one we got left.
Yeah.
So that's about a three-year-old queen. That's about that time.
Yeah.
Need to requeen her anyway. We get a Mark queen.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I meant to get you to ask about that. If he had Mark queens. I can ask him when I go pick up the bees.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, check them out.
Yep.
Dead space.
Yeah.
So what are we talking about today? I'll tell you what we're going to talk about.
Oh, okay.
I'm going to tell you.
Okay. Tell me.
Yes. So North Carolina, specifically Western North Carolina, we know what happened there, right?
Yeah.
Engineered, contrived storm.
Yep.
Right? But why are we talking about it right now? It happened so long ago.
Yeah. We should be over it by now.
Just forget about it. Move on. Right? But that's why we're going to talk about it, because we don't want people to forget what's going on up there.
Mm-hmm.
And it's also a place that's very near and dear to our hearts.
Yep.
And I'm going to go into a backstory like I like to do and tell you why.
Okay.
So back in the day, so when I got to Army, we finally got a house.
Yeah.
And we settled in the hood. Right? And, but for what it was, it wasn't a bad place.
Yeah.
We mostly enjoyed it there. had mm-hmm. good neighbors and stuff, and it's crap now.
Yeah.
We got here just in time. So when we were going to move, we wanted to finally get back. We got to a place where we can afford to move, get a place out in the country somewhere,
mm-hmm.
get back to, well, get me get back to my roots. You starting your roots, putting your roots down in the country.
Yeah.
Doing your gardening and stuff. Mm-hmm. But so we looked at moving upstate. So we checked out Greenville. It was a cool area.
Yeah.
The outskirts, you know, and then I talked about moving into North Carolina ways.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Just, you know, somewhere in that area. Well, Monica's mother had a little fit. Yeah. And she's going to hear it.
She is.
She is. But so Monica, me and Monica are the only ones that have kids. Your sister doesn't have any kids. So we're the only ones with grandkids, the grands. And she didn't want us to take her grandkids away. So we're like, whatever. So we found where we're living now. Well, shortly thereafter, guess what? Monica's parents are moving to North Carolina. Like, what?
Yeah.
Anyway, but they live right there in that area.
Yeah.
Where it happened. They didn't get the brunt of it.
No.
Kind of on the outskirts of where.
Thankfully, they're not close enough to water, I think.
Yeah, yeah.
If they were any closer to a river.
They flooded all the rivers on purpose and tried to kill everybody. Yeah. We know what happened.
Mm-hmm.
It makes me sick. Anyway, but yeah, they live in that area. We possibly could have been living in an area.
Yeah.
Somewhere in there. You know, who knows? Well, we never really picked out a place. But it's such a strong area for like community up there.
Mm-hmm.
I love it up there. That's where the Hollers are.
Yeah.
Right around the corner, like 4 minutes from your mom's house.
Yeah.
Jason Contreras and Soda Lands is like right around the corner from there.
Mm-hmm.
And then Billy is further north, right?
Yeah, about he's north of Asheville.
About an hour or so from where your mom and him live.
Yeah.
So he's close enough in that area.
Yeah.
And so it's such a strong, amazing community of people we really inspect and respect and learn from. And thankfully, none of them really weren't really in the main area there.
Mm-hmm.
Ben and Meg, they lost power for a while. Your parents lost power for a while.
Yeah.
Had a tree fall in their house. Jason and Lorraine from Soda Land are basement flooded.
Yeah.
That sucked because they have an amazing basement.
Yeah.
I've never been there. I don't know him personally, but watched their YouTube video. I love their farm.
Mm-hmm.
The way it's set up, their house and everything. It's exactly what I would build if I could.
Yeah.
The basement and everything, perfect root cellar. But yeah, it flooded.
Mm-hmm.
Thanks, government. Appalachia to me is the most resilient people in the world.
Mm-hmm.
It's such an old place. Some of these people have been out there 6 to 8 generations.
Yeah.
Living off the land. I mean, these people know how to survive. And then, you know, look into it. I can sit here and give you all the facts and stuff, but it'd be a 3-hour long podcast. And I'll get angry about it.
Mm-hmm.
But look into what it was. It was a land grab.
Yeah.
Look into why. Look into the lithium. Look into the lithium or the plants that are reopening in northern South Carolina.
Mm-hmm.
Right around that area. Perfect timing. And all of a sudden, all the codes are getting changed and everything. And people supposedly can't rebuild.
Yeah.
But it's all illegal. They can't do that to these people.
Yeah, they're saying, oh, you're in a flood zone now.
Yeah. Well, the river used to not be anywhere near my house. But now it's right under the porch.
Yeah. So, gosh.
So what did they say? It was the amount of water. I can't remember who said this. It might have been Billy.
It might have been.
Yeah, because Billy ain't letting it go either.
No.
That's awesome. More people need to keep it out there. But I think it was him or somebody.
I think it was Billy. Show.
Anyway. He said something like the amount of water that goes over Niagara Falls in 2 years fell in that area in like 2 hours.
Yeah.
2 hours.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It hurts to see it videos, does. Pictures and stuff.
But you went up there.
Yeah.
So we put together some money through our church and we got donations like jackets, coats.
Blankets.
Camp stoves.
Yeah.
Things like that. Just, you know, baby wipes, toys,
mm-hmm.
you know, just anything we could to think that, you know, would help. Well, excuse me. So Monica went up there. You went there by yourself because your car was completely loaded top to bottom, front mm-hmm. to back. And went to your parents' house.
Yeah.
And with the goal and intention of trying to find a legit place. Because, of course, in times of disaster, you got all these jack wagons who are taking advantage of the situation.
Mm-hmm.
And FEMA is one. But the private people who are trying to take advantage of these people. It's disgusting.
It is.
So you went up there to try to find a legit place to hand over the money and donations.
Yep.
Well, you found a... What did you find? Tell us about it.
I found a little church that wasn't too far away from my parents' place. And they literally were working in the church without power. They were so organized. We took pictures and stuff, but they were very organized and very, very grateful for everything that we brought. And it was so crazy. While we were there, we were getting ready to leave. Their power came back on.
Yeah.
Take
a breath.
I know. This is...
It should be. It should be hard. It should make you mad.
Yeah.
Especially you being here seeing it.
Mm-hmm.
I've not been up there since.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I probably shouldn't.
Yeah. I mean, all the, like, you can just drive down the road and see where the landslides had come across the road.
Yeah.
And they're still rebuilding. They're still trying to get the debris on the sides of the roads cleared.
Yeah.
It's insane how little anybody knows about the area.
Yeah, all the false reports, fake news.
Yeah.
And everything. Of course, that's what the majority of the country believes. But not only that, it wasn't being reported at all in some areas.
Yeah.
Like, again, Billy, this is your podcast, apparently.
Yeah.
No, because he lives there. He was a very good source of getting real information because he would go to these locations.
Mm-hmm.
But he has a friend up in like New Hampshire or Pennsylvania or somewhere. They had no idea a hurricane even hit North Carolina. It wasn't reported at all.
Yeah.
Like not, but everybody knows about California being on fire.
Yep.
Which is another contrived story that we're not going to go into, but.
Well, but, the other thing is, so this, all the waterways, the rivers are polluted, they're contaminated.
Oh, yes. Bodies.
Oh, I don't want to get started on the bodies, but talking about the water being polluted, they're like, oh, the water's safe to drink now.
Yeah.
And so Billy has been putting teams together, scientists, and getting the water tested and the soil.
Trying to.
Yeah.
To get to like an actual lab that would actually test for things.
Well, he has done that, but it's costing him tens of thousands of dollars of his own money.
Yeah.
He's doing all this on his own. And they're coming to find out, like, there's still these harsh chemicals.
Radioactive material.
In the water.
Yeah.
And so him and a bunch of people are going into Asheville, and they are...
Bioremediating.
Yeah. So they're putting, what is it, compost tea.
Compost tea, yeah, compost. Yeah, compost they're fixing tea it with compost.
On
natural things.
The riverbanks to help rebuild the soil. Yeah,
so basically it's a, it's bioaccumulating.
Yes.
And binding the poisonous things and breaking it down.
Yeah.
Because real compost, and he probably makes the best compost in the world. The compost will actually eat that stuff and get rid of it. But what pisses me off the most is that people will look at this man so selfless and trying to help people and say, oh, you're crazy. You're a bioterrorist or whatever. I mean, he's had threats.
Yeah.
And to me, that just tells me, okay, he's going in the right direction. And people are threatening him.
Yeah.
You know, right. But it's been proven in Chernobyl.
Mm-hmm.
There was compost windrows up there.
Mm-hmm.
And it's clean. The compost cleaned up these areas. Yeah. People will look at that and be like, oh, it's amazing. But look at Billy and be like, oh, what are you doing?
No, my favorite thing, not my favorite, but like what gets me, like people, like he's talking about it on his YouTube channel, his podcast still.
Yeah.
People are like, just get over it. Move on.
Yeah.
Let's move on to the next big event.
Why are you still talking about this? And that's exactly why we decided to talk about it today.
Yeah.
We don't want to forget. We don't want people to forget. Like there's people living in tents still.
And the snow. And
they're having their kids taken away from them because the government comes in and says, hey, sorry for this storm we created and try to kick you off your land, but you can't have kids in a tent. We're going to take them from you.
Yeah.
I'll start stacking bodies.
Yeah.
But yeah, they're lucky somebody hasn't started doing that.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I don't know how I would survive.
Mm-mm.
Up there just knowing the truth and how they're just, it's a land grab. They're trying to take from these people.
Yeah.
It's genocide. And they're reporting at, what, 200 deaths?
Something like that.
No, it's hundreds of thousands. I mean, you talked to a lady personally who had a refrigerator trailer, an 18-wheeler refrigerator trailer stacked bottom to top with unidentified dead bodies.
Yeah.
But you know how many, it's a 53-foot-long trailer.
Yeah.
How many bodies can you stack top to bottom? Thousands.
This gives me chills. Oh, my gosh.
But then they come out and say, oh, well, we can't add those people into the count because they're unidentified. We can't add the count. Okay, so this dead body means nothing to you if it just doesn't have a name?
Mm-hmm.
That's a person. He's they're dead.
Yeah. Well, they had a group come in, and they cleared an area of the river or, you know, somewhere. I'm not sure exactly where, but...
Yeah. Dug it out.
They dug it out, and they didn't look for the bodies and the debris that they took out. Like, they didn't care to look.
Yeah,
and they just piled it up and hauled it off without looking. Yeah. And
they did it quick. That's the one thing that happened quick.
Yeah. Because
they wanted to hide it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, so.
Yeah, sickening. But, yeah, we're, sorry, it's kind of dark and emotional, but this is close to us. It's, you know, it's right around the corner from us.
Yeah.
You know, who says that it's not going to happen here one day?
Mm-hmm.
You know, all the plantations here.
Yeah.
Tens of thousands of acres of land that only a couple people own. What if the government wants that one day?
Yeah.
You know, I mean, they're doing a pretty good job of, you know, lobbying laws around here to develop this area into a sickening factor.
Mm-hmm.
You know, just, it's disgusting.
Yep.
Yeah, but it shouldn't be forgotten. It shouldn't be let go.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but
yeah,
it's terrible.
Yeah,
it's terrible. But I hope somebody in North Carolina hears this and just hears two little white people sitting in a room. You know, two little Irish potatoes sitting up in their office doing this podcast. They hear this and know that they're not forgotten.
Yeah,
that's my greatest hope. And somebody else hears this and be like, oh, I thought that was all resolved.
Yeah.
Like, no, not even close. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, big bad Trump goes down there, releases $2 billion. You know, what's been done?
Yeah.
Where's that money going?
Yep.
Because people I trust have stood just a couple hundred yards from where he did his speech.
Mm-hmm.
And it looks like a nuke went off still.
Mm-hmm.
What's being done? Where's that money going? You know, and then the big $700 that they were giving people,
mm-hmm.
you know, one grocery store trip will wipe that out. Where are you going to keep your groceries?
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
It's, yep.
It was just, the whole thing, it was just a disgusting joke.
Yeah.
And it should not be forgotten.
Yeah. I'm actually going back up in April.
Yeah.
To visit my parents. I'm going to do some.
Well, you're going back up there soon.
Oh, yeah. I am going up.
The farm connection.
Next week or two.
Yeah.
To, the farm connection.
It's
a nursery up in Mars Hill area.
And hopefully get me some ice cream.
I'm going to bring some ice cream home if I can find dry ice.
You better.
Put ice cream on.
You better find somewhere else to live until you get it.
The best ice cream ever.
It literally is. So it's, of course, we found it through Billy.
Well, it's actually close to where he lives. So that's
it is, yeah,
why.
Same town. But we went there to the nursery that he talked about because it's the cat. Cat snuck in.
Oh.
Oh, he scratched me. but all right, cat, chill out. So anyway, we went to a nursery because they sell bare roots and stuff. We can't find it around here. We're a big commercial area around here.
Yeah.
Everybody wants the pretty non-native things. So we tried to go up there and get some real stuff. Cat, what?
Cat. He wants to get in your lap.
Yeah. Cat's sitting right next. Oh, here, he's going to rub on the microphone. All right. Anyway. So we went up there to check the nursery out, get some bare root trees, and they mm-hmm. had a bunch of awesome stuff. Well, he also talks about this place that he gives, what, strawberries to or something?
Yeah.
They use his strawberries to make some of their ice cream.
Mm-hmm.
And they had this one, goat cheese and fig.
Yes.
And I was like, bro, I need that in my life. So we went up there and we made the trip over to the ice cream store after we left the nursery.
Mm-hmm.
And oh my gosh, I would drive the 5.5 hours.
Just for ice cream?
Just for the ice cream. It is literally the best ice cream I've ever had in my life.
Yeah. They're actually moving locations. I don't even know if they're going to be open. Yeah. I just remember that. They're moving like literally right down the road, but they're getting their own building.
They need to get that squared away.
I know. I'm like, I really hope it's going to be open in time. Hi, Kitty. Kitty's over here visiting me now.
Yeah, I didn't even know he was in here.
Yeah. Spoiled cat.
He is. He's like the best barn cat, but when we're here, he's a lap cat.
Yeah, he is. He has to be in a lap or on your shoulder.
Yeah, like he rubs up against my beard.
Yeah.
It's a mess. But he's still a stone-cold nighttime murderer. He's the real nighttime vigilante on the farm.
Yep. Look at this.
And he doesn't even need a utility belt or werewolf pants.
Yeah.
He has furry cat pants.
He's on my cord.
His name is Dark Kitty.
Yeah.
Because we call him that because he's super creepy. He knows how to use shadows very well.
Mm-hmm.
He'll be walking, and next thing you know, he's just like appears next to you out of the shadows.
Mm-hmm. Well, you also didn't really want to name him anything else because...
Yeah,
because
he's a barn cat. Yeah. He wasn't supposed to be a pit, but he's kind of...
We didn't think he'd actually stick around either.
Yeah. But I never had a barn cat. We've always had like a gangster yard cat that came and went.
Yeah.
But didn't really serve a purpose other than, you know, bringing dead rats and squirrels onto the porch once in a while.
Yep.
But this guy here is a true barn cat. Like, I think the perfect mix of, like, pet / working animal.
Mm-hmm.
It really is. Turned out to be very good.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, hey, you're welcome, cat, for taking over the show.
Yeah, just he's literally on my chest right now.
Took over the spotlight right now.
Yeah.
He brightened her day.
He did.
He kind of did. He knew we needed a break from the stupidity of contrived storms.
Mm-hmm.
Came over and calmed me down.
Mm-hmm. I wonder if we can hear that.
He's going to drool on a microphone. Is he purring?
Yeah, he's purring. Can you hear him?
I can through my headphones.
A little bit.
Yeah. Weirdo.
Anyway.
But anyway, yeah, so if you know anybody in North Carolina, man, reach out to them. Let them know they're not forgotten.
Yeah.
If possible, do something. Since, you know, find out from people who actually live there. Don't get your information from mainstream media because it's all a bunch of crap. Like, go there.
Mm-hmm.
You got a weekend? Go up there and look for mm-hmm. yourself. And yeah. Talk to people and find out, hey, what do you need? You know, get plugged in and just try to do something.
Yeah.
And, you know, don't forget it. Don't fall into the, oh, what's next?
Yeah.
Why are we still talking about this? Because they're Americans.
Mm-hmm.
I can't stand that mentality. Well, my state's better, blah, 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 especially if you're Texan. Oh, you know, I had a guy in the Army who was from Texas. He's like, I'm not from Texas, I'm from Houston.
Oh, like,
isn't Houston in Texas? But it's a stupid rivalry, man. We're all Americans. And that's why we're so divided right now.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's like, oh, I don't live there. It doesn't matter to me. Well, it's just a matter of time before they come for what you got.
Yep.
So just a matter of time before they figure out. They're talking about the that whistleblower. I was just talking about the chemtrail thing.
Mm-hmm.
California, the parts that are burning, used to be real rich in the gold back in the gold rush. Mm-hmm. And apparently there's still a lot of minerals in there, and they're trying to get people off the land. Yeah, let me look into it before you call anybody a conspiracy theorist.
Yeah.
Look into it for yourself, because these people that you're calling conspiracy theorists have looked into it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, there are some crazy ones out there. There's crazy people in all aspects of everything, but don't just be so quick to dismiss it.
Mm-hmm.
Look into it for yourself. Get off freaking Facebook, YouTube, or whatever else, your game or whatever else you're playing over there, and just spend an hour and look into something.
Mm-hmm.
You know, find out the actual truth. Stay away from mainstream media. They're trash.
Yep.
Yeah.
Crickets.
Yeah,
I can't reach the cricket button and hold the cat.
Oh my gosh. Anyway.
Yeah.
So yeah, Dark Kitty did kind of brighten it up.
Yep.
About that. How about that? Well, that was kind of an angry episode. But I think it needed to be said. I really do.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm sick of hearing people just forget about things and move on to the next greatest thing.
Yeah.
When's the next iPhone coming out? I bet most people could tell you that.
Mm-hmm.
I don't even have an iPhone. I don't want
one. When's the next season of, oh gosh,
something
Stranger
show.
Things.
Stranger Things. They're still making that?
Yes.
Oh my gosh, get over it.
What else?
The first one was awesome. Second one was okay. I don't even care to see Neil after that.
Yeah.
It's just that they create these money, these cash cows. They want to keep riding.
Yep.
The kids are like 40 years old now. Yeah. Get over it.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. And what else?
Ooh.
People, it's all distractions. Sports.
Mm-hmm.
Yay, sports team. Sports ball. Yeah, it's a distraction.
Yeah, did you watch the Super Bowl?
Oh, no. My gosh. I think most people in my life finally stop asking me about football.
Yeah.
Oh, did you see that play? Like, no. You don't like football? No. And I'm like, oh, my gosh. Like, I really don't.
Yeah.
I don't care. Like, it gives me diabetes to sit here and listen to you talk about football.
Mm-hmm.
It's such a waste of time. And people dedicate their lives to a football team.
Mm-hmm.
These people on these football teams literally do not care about your existence. Mm-hmm. All they care about is your money.
Yeah.
That's it. You're paying some 300-pound dude in little tight pants to play around with other 300-pound guys in tight pants millions of dollars to entertain you.
Yeah.
When you could be outside throwing an actual football with your kid or something.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
But yeah. I had a guy one time on a job site tell me that he would literally die for his team.
Jeez.
I'm like, so you would leave your family behind and die for a bunch of guys that don't even care about your existence.
Mm-hmm.
Mm. Like, how stupid is that?
Very.
What a waste of time.
Yep.
Oh, I gotta sit up. Oh, I crackled. I don't know if that's the chair or me popping. What else we got? I want to get away from the doom and gloom. You got any funny stories? No.
No.
Yeah.
I don't know funny.
I know no funny.
You don't know funny.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
So what's, so Everett was sick yesterday.
Yeah.
I stayed at home all day.
Yeah.
And I was going to come out to the farm because we can leave him home. He's pretty responsible. And he literally slept all, well, he literally laid in his bed all day.
Mm-hmm.
So I go outside and I'm covering chores the kids usually do. And I come back inside and I hear horking and plopping.
Oh, gosh.
He's throwing up. So I'm like, great. So I didn't want to leave him. So I lost a day yesterday, but
mm-hmm.
supposed to start jujitsu tonight.
Yeah.
And I'm not gonna because I'm worried about me being a carrier rolling around with other sweaty men. I'm going to go ahead and put this on the record. A lot of people say, oh, you're a hypocrite because you like jiu-jitsu. It's a sport. Okay, it's cool to have a hobby, but you know what I'm doing? I'm moving my body.
Yeah.
I'm participating in the sport. I'm not watching. I don't even watch MMA. I think MMA is stupid.
Mm-hmm.
It's stupid. Dana White's a jackwagon. Come at me, Dana White, with your giant head. Because he's in it for the money.
Yeah.
He really is. I don't like it. I don't like watching MMA. But you know what I like doing? I like rolling around with other sweaty men and learning how to fight. I like moving my body. That's the difference. That's the difference. If you want to go outside and play football, man, do it. But don't just sit and watch football and think that's the, you know, the only thing you got going on in your life.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
That's the difference. So, no, I'm not a hypocrite.
Yeah.
Because I like to move my body.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm not going to tonight. It was supposed to be my first night.
Yeah.
And I'm not going to, but.
Just in case.
Yeah, just in case. I mean, I was in and out of his room a lot yesterday, and he threw up a lot, and
ugh.
I was near it. And had to bring him water and crackers and stuff, and smelled like World War II hospital in there.
Ew.
Oh, hey, cat. I mean, right in between my mouth and the microphone. Do you want to say something?
He's trying to rub on your beard, like you said.
Yeah, he really is. You're ate up. He's literally, he's rubbing on the microphone. Get out of here. You're a mess.
Oh, my gosh. Dark kitty.
How did we get in here?
He's been in here since the beginning. He was sleeping.
He was literally sitting down. He must have been when Everett snuck in here.
Yeah. I mean, he's been sleeping over here.
Oh, because he was literally sitting by the stairs when I came up.
Gosh.
Alrighty.
Oh, man.
So, word of the day. We need a word of the day noise, like when you're ready for me to shut up. What else you got over there? Play all. Oh, record scratch thingy.
That applause, air horn.
Oh, gosh. That's abrasive.
And I really don't have anything else. We can change your voice.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh.
Ready?
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Right, oh. That's so weird. Oh. I can't really hear. I can't hear me on my end, but yours is.
No, hold on. I'm going to stop.
Go.
Go.
Yeah, stop picking your voice.
That is weird.
Why isn't it doing mine?
Huh?
It's
only doing mine.
So mine wasn't at all. Yeah, yours, you sounded. That was disturbing.
Oh, man. I got robots.
Robots?
Yeah.
I hear robots.
I am a robot.
Oh, it changes your voice to a robot.
It changes my voice.
Oh, that's creepy. Oh, AI.
Small robot. Small robot.
That's weird.
Yeah.
That's really weird.
Megaphone.
Oh.
Megaphone.
So how come it only does your voice?
I don't know.
It should do mine because I do all the talking.
Ooh.
Oh.
That's nice.
Oh.
Oh my gosh. Okay.
Anyway.
Yeah, I don't have any cool buttons. Yeah.
Whatever.
Anyway.
You could just ask me. You'd be like, all right, shut up.
Shut up now.
Do you have a word of
the day?
Word
of the day.
Are you going to ruin it like last time because we weren't prepared?
Word.
I do have one, and it's one I've used a couple times recently, and you're like, what does that mean?
So I already know the meaning of it, right?
I don't know. Do you?
I don't know.
Do
I don't
actually know?
Word.
Because remember, sometimes I use the word correctly, but I don't know how to define it.
Yeah.
I usually mess it up.
Yep.
I look at it and be like, it's not what I meant.
No.
Or it's not what it means, but I'm using it correctly somehow.
Yeah.
So the word is delineate.
I don't know if you told me this.
I sure did, because you asked me one day, what does that mean exactly? Delineate. To me, it means like a marked line or border of something, like a delineation of something.
Okay.
A delineation.
I was thinking to tell the, like, show a difference between two things.
Like a border.
Like a border. Ha! Yeah.
Well, let's look it up.
Do,
I already have it.
You already know.
I looked it up, but I hadn't looked at the definitions yet.
Mm-hmm.
So delineate is a transitive verb. I don't know what that means. Transitive verb.
Transition
anyway.
Into something new.
Maybe. Number one is to draw or depict. I don't like that one.
No.
To describe or characterize in words. Okay, here we go. Number three, to mark, form, or show the outline or border of.
Yay.
Getting pretty good at this. Well, here we have an example. The police delineated the crime scene with yellow tape.
Oh, wow.
Or a hedge delineates one plot of land from the other. We're fitting to delineate the garden with hedges.
Yes.
Because we're going to have the front's going to be pretty. It's going to be a pretty garden. It's going to be like a flower garden, walking garden. And we might have a little koi pond on the other side.
Yep.
And then from the delineation beyond, it's going to be the functional food garden.
Yeah.
Yeah, so delineate.
Oh, my gosh.
Now you know.
Yeah. Sorry. Gotta get the cat just right in my lap so I can get back to the microphone.
Cat's about to get dealt with, evicted. It's distracting.
Yeah, a little bit.
It was a good distraction today, though.
Yeah.
It really was. Good job, Dark Kitty.
Yeah.
Go kill something extra special tonight.
He's going to leave it on the steps.
Yeah, he's like, I'm going to bring it back to you. He only eats, this might be a little graphic, but it's a barn cat. Let's be real. Farm life is a little graphic sometimes. Doesn't matter what size of animal he kills, like a frog.
Mm-hmm. Up,
and he killed a rabbit one day, like a swamp rabbit.
Yeah.
Like, not one of our rabbits. He which is weird because he knows not to mess with the free-range animals.
Yeah.
That's so weird to me.
Yep.
Like the guineas, the chickens, he could easily kill one of them.
Mm-hmm.
Or the rabbits. We had two rabbits that used to be free-range. They both got killed by an owl. But all of their free-range animals, he knows not to mess with them.
Yeah.
Like, even when he had the two little baby chicks in his stall, never mess with them.
Yeah.
But anything else that doesn't belong to the farm is dead if it enters his space.
Quail,
yeah. Quail, which they can't fault him for that because they do live out in the bushes when we release them.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that's fair game, I guess. I eat the quail. Maybe he sees me eating them. Well, he doesn't see me eating them. He sees me butchering them. But so, anyway, yeah, almost lost my thought. But so it doesn't matter what size of animal he kills, like a small frog up to the rabbit. He only eats the heart.
Yeah.
He'll tear it in half, eat the heart, and leave the rest of it for me to clean up the next morning.
Yeah, it's pretty gory.
Pretty gross. There's like blood spots all over the barn.
Yeah.
Gross. But he does his job, and I can't complain.
Yep.
He's good at it. Anyways, how long have we been on here?
Going on 1 hour.
1 hour.
1 hour.
That's a good time.
Yeah.
That's a good time. What time is it? My belly tells me it's time to eat again.
Almost five.
What time do we? We ate late today, too.
Yeah, we did. We had a very late lunch.
Yeah. Potatoes and brisket.
Brisket. I cooked it.
Yeah.
I did it.
But, yeah, I'm hungry again already. I think podcasting makes me hungry because I think I said that last time.
Well, we talked about food a lot this episode, too.
I'm
gonna go find me a roast.
I don't think we have any more.
No.
I want to be real.
I'm gonna go look.
You can look, but I don't think you're gonna find anything.
We got that huge ham.
Yeah, I was telling Doug today I want to smoke that one day.
I want to cure it.
About 16 or 18 hours.
Can we cut it in half and cure
a little? You gotta have the skin on it to do that, don't you?
I don't know.
Like, you talking about like a country ham?
Yeah.
Yeah, you gotta have the skin on. You gotta scald and scrape the pig. I mean, there might be a way you could look into it, but I don't know.
I didn't think you could. Or I didn't think you needed the skin. Yeah,
I've always heard that if you want to like make a country ham, that's when you scald, scrape,
like leave just a the regular skin ham, on. Like a ham sandwich.
So you just smoke it.
Yeah, exactly.
It's not curing it. You make a rub.
I thought, no, you do cure it first.
Rub a dibba.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I watched May Caller do it.
What does Meg know about cooking?
A lot.
Oh my gosh, I'm joking, Meg. If you ever hear this, don't hate me.
Oh my gosh. Don't you talk about her cooking.
That woman can cook.
Yes.
I'll tell you right now, she can cook.
Oh.
Everything she makes. The cowboy candy. I've yet to find another one that even is on the same planet. Because I could eat hers with a spoon.
Yeah.
Just dump it in a bowl and I could eat it plain with a spoon.
Mm-hmm.
Oh my gosh, it was so good.
Yeah.
We got our pork cookbook.
Oh, yeah. Ooh, I wonder it is. Yeah. It is.
I bet it is.
I'm trying to look it up right now like it's on my phone. Actually, maybe, but anyway.
Yeah, but so don't get distracted.
I am getting distracted. Food's distracting.
Yeah, right now I'm so hungry. We got to figure out something for dinner now.
Yeah.
As usual.
Yeah. We always, like, have a big lunch, and then we go home, and then we're like, oh, dang.
We'll just snack and graze, but dinner. Guess what? There's nothing at the house that doesn't require defrosting, major cookage.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yep.
So there's no such thing as grazing and snacking.
Yeah. Yeah.
Can you hear that?
Ugh. I don't know how you do that. That hurts my teeth.
I got listening. Some big old strong choppers.
Yeah. Anyway.
Chomp, chomp. Here, I said that and did it at the same time. Chomp, chomp.
Oh my gosh.
Is that a talent? Chomp, chomp. I feel like it's weird. I don't like that feeling. It's like breath holding, but I'm breathing at the same time.
Anyway.
Are we still recording?
Yes, Tanner, we are. Oh my gosh.
You're just
going
to post this one. I say do it. I say boink, put it on there. I think we did a good job last time.
Nobody really responded to it.
Doug's my biggest, he's our biggest fan.
He is.
And he gives me good feedback. He said everything sounded good.
He likes our new intro music, too.
I do, too. Yeah.
Dang it.
It's awesome.
It stays.
Just accept it. Accept it. The people like it. The people have spoken.
As long as I don't have to hear it.
Yeah.
What should we do? We do listen to our own episodes to see.
Yeah, I like to listen to it in case I have to close a loop or something and. But it's also funny because I don't remember half the stupid things I say.
Yeah, and
I
laughing.
Make myself laugh.
You're laughing at yourself.
That's what it's about. I like to laugh. I like to make people laugh.
Yep.
I like to educate people.
Yep.
Am I educational?
I think so.
At least sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
That's good. Mm-hmm. Funny, educational.
Mm. Well-rounded.
Well, is that a fat joke?
I wasn't trying to.
So speaking of fat body types.
What?
My diet's going good.
Oh.
I'm kind of holding right now. I'm not losing any more weight. But I've been, I haven't been super active lately.
Mm-hmm.
Especially yesterday. I had to sit at home all day with Everett.
Yeah.
But I've been doing like a lot of logistics. I have to make a budget for the farm now.
Yeah.
So that's going to be maybe in my truck all day tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
Driving. And I drove all day Monday because our gator broke again. Well, it didn't break again. It was already broke.
They didn't fix it, right?
They didn't fix it because they said, oh, it was just a battery. I'm like, it was not just a battery. I know how a battery works. I wouldn't have brought it an hour to the John Deere store for you to fix a broken, dead battery.
Yeah.
So I went ahead and said, go ahead and do a full service. You know, I was supposed to change the oil that day, but we couldn't get it started.
Mm-hmm.
And so I was like, go ahead and do a full service, check everything. I told them what the problem was, what it was doing. Well, we get it back out here a few days later, it's worse.
Yeah.
And so I take it in there, and the guy tried to say, you know, oh, it was just a battery last time. I'm like, no, it wasn't. And I made him get on the gator. I was like, put it in drive, and I want you to drive around the shop.
Mm-hmm.
Drive around. And he came back and was like, oh, yeah, something's wrong. Like, oh, you think?
Yeah.
Like, I had Doug was out here dragging a farm or a garden cart around.
Yeah.
Yeah, sickening.
Yep.
But, yeah, but, man, you just can't get good service on nobody anymore. It's very hard. That's why you got to build good relationships with your local businesses. Because that's, let's be honest, the only place that we get good service are our little small businesses we like.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why we support them. And we'll keep announcing one every episode.
Yep.
Who was today?
Johnson's Bee Supplies.
Johnson's Bees and Supplies.
Yep.
Get it right. What's their names? It's Alan and Marie. Hold on to your hat. Johnson. Now they're awesome. They're very patient because when I go in there, I usually have a lot of questions.
Mm-hmm.
And I've been beekeeping. How long have I been beekeeping now? 4 years?
This is going 4 years.
Going into my fourth season.
Yeah.
I'm going to tell you right now, I don't think you ever figure it out. You really don't, but it is one of my favorite things in the world. And it's my favorite smell.
Oh my gosh.
Is the inside of a healthy beehive.
Mm-hmm.
It's my favorite smell.
Yep. We had, we were carrying in the foundations. They're wax coated and all. Yeah. And this was here. There was a bee, little baby girl,
come
over
it.
And was checking me out because I had that wax. I'm like, oh my gosh. Yeah,
the whole workshop smells like inside of a beehive right now.
I love it so much.
Amazing.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yep.
Yep.
So what are we eating?
Oh.
So we'll figure it out.
Yep.
Always do, or we don't. A lot of times I get a bit hungry.
You have a hard time doing that, though.
Like, going to bed hungry?
Yeah.
I do.
Usually you'll at least cook a couple eggs or something.
Yeah, keeps me awake.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, I know what hunger is, too. I think that's what it's like. Why? I don't have to be hungry right now. I cook an egg.
Yeah, we got plenty of eggs.
But I know what being hungry feels like.
Mm-hmm.
What's the longest you've ever went without eating?
2 hours.
What?
I don't know.
I don't know.
Like literally without putting anything in your body besides water.
I don't know. I've never paid attention to it.
Because if you've been that hungry, you would know exactly.
Yeah. Yeah, I have no idea.
I do.
Okay.
You don't care?
Yeah, I do.
Just under 72 hours.
Ew.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Yeah, lost about 10 pounds in just under 3 days.
Okay, I can, now that you say that, why did you do that, though?
It was in Iraq.
Okay.
And we were, so, contrary to popular belief, soldiers just don't sit around and eat MREs all day, because that's the worst thing about being a soldier,
mm-hmm.
is MREs. They're terrible. I mean, if that's all you got. But we never took any with us. We're supposed to have like two boxes on top of our striker.
Yeah.
We would throw them out. We'd give them away to the like Iraqi kids. And so they loved them because they had candy and stuff in there.
Yeah.
And we never ate them. But we were in this area, super sketchy area. And we're only supposed to be out for like 12 hours.
Mm-hmm.
Well, 3 days later, we're finally called back in. And can't get moved around here and there.
Jeez.
Super sketchy area. So you can't eat in those areas because you will 100% get poisoned. And so... We didn't have any more MREs.
Sounds like a good time.
And we had no trusted sources to get food. Because a lot of times, if we were out for a couple of days, we had trusted sources and we would buy food.
Mm-hmm.
And it was amazing. Their food was really good.
Mm-hmm.
And we'd pay them well for it. Yeah, so just under 3 days.
Yeah.
And we got back. This was in Missoula on Merez. And so we got back, and it was like, I think it was just going into like dinner chow, like 4 or 5-ish in the afternoon.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, same socks, same under, same everything, because we weren't supposed to be up more than a day.
Yeah.
And usually you would take like a bag, you at least change your socks, brush teeth, whatever. No, just 3 days of yuck in a war zone. And so we get back, and we drove our Striker right to the defect, like right to the guard shack, dropped a ramp and got out. Mm-hmm. And we had a guy stay with the Striker, watch all the sensitive items and stuff, and I'm going to bring him some food back. And we would have gone. They had, in Iraq, in a war zone, they tried to tell us we had to go shower first.
Jeez.
Well, we had an amazing platoon sergeant, like a true soldier. I mean, this guy was one of the best soldiers I've ever worked for. Sergeant Johnson. This dude was, no, not Johnson, Sergeant Allen. His name was John Allen.
Mm-hmm.
Johnson's a different guy, and he wasn't good. So Sergeant Allen, fantastic soldier. And man, he made a call somewhere, and then they just, everybody stood down. We went there and just destroyed that defect. I mean, there was hardly anything left when we left.
Yeah.
We sat down at 8, and we all made like 2 to-go plates.
Jeez.
Yeah.
Mm.
Yeah. But it's crazy when you're that hungry. Like say you haven't eaten in a while, and you get so hungry, you're like, oh, I can eat a horse. You really can't eat that much.
Yeah.
That's where the to-go plates come in, because 5 minutes later, you're like, I'm so hungry again. And then we had a to-go plate, so sandwiches and cookies and pie.
Yeah.
And whatever it was on the menu that day. Anyway.
Hmm.
Starting to be telling an Iraq story every time now.
No.
I told a thing about the airplane last time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you did.
Yeah. Maybe I'll throw one every now and then. Entertaining ones, at least.
Yeah.
That was entertaining.
Yep.
Painful and entertaining. Turned out well. And did I tell you about our Thanksgiving over there? I told you about that one, right?
Save it for another time.
I'll save it for another one. Maybe I'll save it for Thanksgiving. If I remember.
Forget.
I probably will. Anyway, you ready to get here?
I am. I'm hungry.
See?
It's
contagious. I gave you my hunger.
Yeah.
All
right, you ready to wrap it up?
Any closing thoughts? Any words of wisdom? One of these days I'm going to ask you, and you'll be like, oh, yes, actually. I'm going to be like, what?
Oh, probably not.
Oh, man. Hey, so what about, I want another guest on here.
Yeah?
Yeah, I need to think of a topic and have a guest, a subject matter expert.
Yeah.
You need to think about that.
Yep.
If you're listening to this and want to be a part of our podcast, let us know.
Yeah. You have fun, something good to say?
Yeah, we have 4 microphones. We could have 2 guests.
Ooh. We totally could.
We could. It'd be fun.
Yep.
They'd be fun.
Yep.
Do you think I could find somebody who talks as much or more than me?
I could think of somebody.
Who? You can't say it?
Josh.
Oh, yeah. Josh, the talker.
Yeah.
Josh is in. Yeah, we talk a lot about the Bible. Y'all were joking. Y'all tell all those dirty jokes and stuff where butchering pigs, and y'all are like, oh, the man, what are y'all talking about? Like, I wasn't joking when I said, when me and him are by ourselves, like, driving, we always end up talking about the Bible.
Yeah.
Like, legitly.
Yeah.
Like, men aren't gross in person or in, like, private like you think we are.
Mm-hmm.
It's the women. Women are, y'all are gross.
y'all
get nasty.
Nasty.
Yeah, especially when you and Whitney get together. You're nasty.
Oh, my gosh.
Love you, Whitney, but you're nasty.
Oh, man.
Yeah, we had to do like a Bible prophecy. I don't spend a lot of time on Bible prophecy because I believe there's certain things we're not going to know. We can speculate. We can try. We can look at the data and try to figure out. But there's some things we aren't supposed to know. Jesus said it.
Yeah.
Even he didn't know the hour.
Mm-hmm.
Only the Father knows. Even though he was God in flesh, there's some things that, you know, in the triune Godhead, he wasn't supposed to know.
Mm-hmm.
Why are we supposed to know?
Yeah.
How are we going to figure that out?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I don't put a lot of time into that because I think, you know, through my faith, it doesn't matter.
Mm-hmm.
It's just, you know, he gave us a set of instructions to be ready. It doesn't matter the hour.
Yep.
You know, it could be tomorrow. It could be 5 minutes from now. It could be 5 years, 500 years from now. Mm-hmm. We don't know. And to me, it doesn't matter.
Yeah.
You know, why does it matter? Mm-hmm. He never says, hey, try to figure this out. And mm-hmm. then maybe I'll come back.
Yeah.
Or one of you get the date right. No, it's not what it says. But Josh is, he thinks about that a lot. I think it'd be interesting maybe
mm-hmm.
to get his take on that and why he thinks that he needs to do that. Try to figure it out. I don't know.
Yeah.
Might be interesting.
Mm-hmm.
We'll see.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah. Let's go eat something.
Or
let's go eat an animal-based product.
I like animals.
Me too. You know who has a lot of animal products?
Not us right now.
No, it was somebody does. I'm not going to say it.
Oh.
Not going to say it.
I know what you want. That's something you said earlier, right?
Yeah. I don't think they're open today. No, it's Wednesday.
I don't know. He's talking about Duke's.
Duke's Barbecue. So good. Anyway. Let's get up out of here.
Yeah.
Yeah. So anyway, thanks for listening. You know who we haven't mentioned in a while? Jeffrey.
Oh my gosh.
Jeffrey, if you're still listening, I haven't forgot about you.
Yeah.
I've been having a hard time processing some things and I'm not sure I like you very much because you live in an amazing cardboard castle with a golden toilet and you still have not revealed yourself and come to meet me. So.
Oh my gosh.
I'm working through that, Jeffrey, and I don't mean to be angry or have any bad thoughts towards you because I don't actually know you, but I know you're out there, but it's something I got to work through, and if that offends you, I'm sorry.
Gosh.
But let's be friends, Jeffrey. One day we shall meet. One day.
Interesting.
Yeah. Anyway, hello, Jeffrey. I hope you're doing well.
Gosh.
Yeah. So North Carolina.
Yep.
It's very near and dear to our hearts. And we will never forget it.
Mm-hmm.
So North Carolina homies, if you hear this, let everybody up there know, man, that there are people that are still thinking, praying for you. And
supporting
you. And we will not forget you.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to tell you right now, that is a hard group to kill.
Yeah.
I'm going to tell you right now, you're the most resilient people, and I got all the love and respect for you.
Yep.
And if you need anything, man, like I said, I wish I could put my number. We need to come up with like an email.
Yeah, we keep saying that.
Yeah,
so
if we had a way for people to reach out to us and
mm-hmm.
get connected, try to see what we can do.
Yeah.
That's part of the community I want to build.
Yeah.
Here, if we could spread it all the way to that community. Be one United Carolina.
Yep.
How awesome would that be?
Awesome.
Yeah.
Awesome.
We're gonna work on it.
Yeah.
We're gonna work on it.
Yep.
Yeah. So anyway, let's go eat something.
Okay.
We'll catch y'all next time. Thanks for listening. We love y'all and all the things and stuff, words that were said and not said. They're there or they're not there.
Oh my gosh.
I'm not making any sense because I'm getting hangry. Anyway, we're out of here. And as always, are you ready for it?
Yeah.
You're not going to mess this up, are you?
Maybe.
Huh?
I'm not going to.
We're getting out of here. You ready for it?
Yeah.
All right. Keep your powder dry.
And your Bible's close.
Peace out.
Bye.